Welcome to my podcast on photography. My name is Ewan Bell. I'm an editorial and travel photographer based in Melbourne, Australia. I've been working for myself for over 25 years now, and I make this podcast to explore ideas and my thoughts that don't fit on my blog or on the YouTube channel. I recently had an interesting chat with Neil James on his podcast, The Photo Walk. We were talking about some career stuff and some reality checks as you get to a certain stage of your life. Start wondering if you're any good at this stuff. Are you still relevant? That question just sort of hangs there because you don't really want to answer it. And there's an underlying question beneath that of, are you any good at what you're doing? There have been times in my life when I've thought about, am I actually any good at this? Whether it's a photography, whether it's a video, whether it's running a business, whether it's my career in science that I had before I did all this. And I had to face the conclusion sometimes that I'm not as good at the things that I'm doing as I would like to be. And I would like to be better. And I think the context here is obviously about careers. I think if you're an amateur and you're out there and you're enjoying your photography, are you any good at it? Doesn't really matter, to be honest. I think we want to be good at whatever we're doing and we like to feel we're getting better. But does it matter if you are actually at a certain standard? Does it matter if you are talented in a certain way or skilled or have learnt a bunch of tools? I think what matters to me has been, am I doing better than I used to? That idea that I'm better at it now than I used to be, that's really important to me. And career-wise, it's different. Like career, there's just a lot more pressure because if you're not any good at it, you're going to go broke. Everything changes when photography becomes your career, when it becomes your professional stuff, when it's what pays the mortgage. Because if you're not very good, that's not a good place to be in. And I would argue that I probably haven't done a very good job on this podcast. I don't even track how many people listen to my podcast in any given episode. Every now and then, I go and check the downloads off the web server. And I can't trust those either because AI stuff gets in there and AI downloads a bunch of stuff and it looks like people are coming to your website and it's not. So I just have no idea. I have no idea if I'm any good at it. But I do know it's easy to look out in the world and see people who are doing something better than you are. That is dead easy. And that's the thing. And your friends will say that something's good. Your friends will say, oh, that's a nice photo. Yes, that's really good. And that's not the same as running a business and convincing people to pay for your work. And as much as I want to be a photographic artist and I want to bring art into everything that I do, I also know the more I do that, the less commercially viable that I am, that there's just this tension between the commercial realities of just trying to pay your mortgage and being a creative person, being an artist and putting stuff out there. Because the world we live in is not well designed for paying people to be creative. There are specific areas where you can get rewarded for that, and there's a lot of areas where you just don't. So being paid for something doesn't necessarily mean you're good at it. It means you're good at delivering what a client wants. Being a talented artist and making something beautiful, sometimes loads of people can appreciate what you're doing and love it. It doesn't mean it's going to translate into being paid and having a living. And to a certain extent, none of these things matter as much as whether you inside yourself feel like you're doing something that's good. And that's a hard one because there are lots of days when I don't feel 100% confident and I doubt everything that I do. There are good days and bad days when you look back at your work, but there are also days, very rarely, but these are important days, when you take a realistic look at the work you're doing and you might decide that you need to be better. You might decide that the standard of what other people are doing around you has gone up over time, but your standard has not. You are still doing what you've been doing for years and you haven't moved forward while everyone else has. And in a commercial context, this really matters. And I remember the early days when film was dead and everything was turning digital. And I was at a camera event and there was a table where a whole bunch of older guys had gathered. And they were sitting around together whining about how they don't get paid a ton of money for turning in a handful of negatives anymore because everything's turned digital. And what they used to do, what used to be an acceptable productivity, just wasn't valid anymore. The world had changed and they hadn't. So when everything went digital, that was a huge disruption to a lot of guys. And it wasn't just that they had to learn to use a computer instead and that their workflow suddenly changed and all these skills that they'd honed over their entire lives suddenly was worthless. That was bad enough. But the digital revolution made it possible for lots of people to suddenly do better. Because their complaint was anyone can be a photographer now. Because of digital cameras, anyone can grab a camera and they can be a photographer because it's cheaper, it's easier, they don't have to process film, they don't have to know a bunch of stuff and they can still take photos. And they were angry about this. The digital revolution made it easier for people to do good work. That was their complaint. And the thing that they were missing was that that same technology was making it easier for them to do better work so they could lift their game as well. It's not just that everyone else could suddenly get into it and so the market got crowded, but there was an opportunity for them to do better and take better photos. And a lot of them missed that opportunity. They didn't see that moment. And that's what's different about AI. When you hear people talking about AI and how it's going to replace photographers and stuff like that, and I don't feel that that's true. I don't feel that we're certainly not there yet if that is the case. One of the problems with AI is that it makes everything look the same. And that's the antithesis of what you want from your photographer. You want your photographer to do two things. You want them to create something unique and special, and you want them to reflect the actual subject or the story that they're working on. AI does neither of those things. AI brings everything to the same level. When you walk down the street and you see those restaurants that are using AI for their menus and things like that, and it's like, oh, well, that looks the same as the other restaurant. Why would I eat there? And you keep walking. The AI disruption is just very different. And to a large extent, the people using AI or the clients using AI instead of hiring a photographer, they weren't going to hire you anyway. They didn't think that your work was worth it. They didn't think that hiring someone to craft a beautiful image of their product was worth it. A lot of the people who are loving the AI option, they're just people who didn't respect what photographers did in the first place. And I think as this whole thing plays out, what's going to happen is the real cost of AI will start to hit soon. It is an expensive technology. It is expensive to the environment. It is expensive to the economy. And it's just not a productive way to do stuff. It's a slot machine and you don't know what's going to come out. And every time you pull the lever, you get a different result. And that's not a great way to build a business. And so I think a lot of companies are going to get a reality check very soon. I think that is coming. And the basic skill of being able to create a photograph that tells a story and looks beautiful and looks real and is genuine, I think that's going to be valuable for a long time to come. In a way, I'm saying that AI is enhancing the value of being genuine. So the AI disruption is very different to the film versus digital disruption. It's very different because it's not making other people better photographers. When film went digital and suddenly lots of people could take photos who couldn't take photos before, it made everyone able to do better work. And I can take much better photos now because of digital photography. I could learn faster. The development for me to understand the craft and improve my skills, that became faster with digital. I couldn't do that with film. It was too expensive and too slow for me to learn under film. I learned so much more once everything went digital. And AI is different. AI is anti-learning. In lots of companies, AI has been sold as it's your assistant. It will help you to do more. It'll help you to do better. And what's really happening is companies want to push out their staff because they don't want to pay staff. And so they're replacing staff with AI. And it's not an assistant. It's the people are assisting the AI, not AI assisting the people. That's the model that lots of companies have gone for. It's going to bite them in the ass. It already is biting them in the ass. We are seeing companies trying to pull AI into their software, or at least from a marketing point of view, it's not actually AI. It's just, you know, a computer right? If you want to change the sky, to take out a cloudy sky and make it blue, they're calling it an AI tool. It's just software. It's a marketing thing. And as a photographer, I don't want to do that. I don't want to create something that didn't exist. That's not what photography is to me. But there's software that will make your job easier as a photographer. There's software that will make it easier to optimize your images and to pump out a bunch of stuff and send it off to a client. And that's fine. It's probably not going to change much for me. The software was already doing what I needed before all the AI marketing labels got stuck in there. I think the real danger of AI, and it's something that was happening in social media before AI became a real issue anyway, the real problem with AI is that we stop believing that our work is good enough. That is the danger. Because you go onto your social media and you see all these photos that never existed, only you don't know that they never existed. The better AI gets and the better these tool gets to melange images together to create something that doesn't exist, the better the fake photos get, the harder it's going to be for you to feel good about what you're doing, for you to feel as though your work is good enough. That's going to be the challenge. Because you're going to be comparing yourself against something that doesn't exist. You're going to be looking at the photo of a giant moon with a deer standing on the top of the mountain, providing a silhouette, and think, oh, my photography is nowhere near that good. How did he get that shot? And the answer is he didn't get that shot. It's fake. Didn't happen. And you don't always know that. And that's the problem with social media. And it's definitely the problem with AI. Unfortunately, with social media, you don't know which bits are fake and which bits are real. And so you don't realize that you're competing against something that doesn't exist. If you're an amateur photographer, how much does it matter to you how good your work is? And why does that matter? Does it matter if you're in a camera club and you win some points for an image that you submit? Like, does that matter? Or does it matter that you get to participate in an exhibition and share your work and share your thoughts? And maybe there are other photographs in that exhibition that are more popular, that get more comments. But there might be an audience who appreciates your particular perspective and you are speaking to those particular people and you are providing a voice that otherwise doesn't exist. Maybe that's more important than whether you are technically good at something. When you're running a business, the way people judge your work is whether they want to pay you or not. It's pretty simple. So yeah, there are days when I worry that my work's just not good enough and that I need to do better or I need to get out or I need to do something else. Because the standard of photography keeps going up and it does get better and the gear does get better. My starting point for all this was the idea of persevering, even though you don't think your work is very good. And I think that's important. I think it's important because the only way you're going to get better at something is if you persevere. So if you decide your work's no good and you should stop, then you'll never get any better. That's not really a path forward. That's changing to a new path. The only way to get better is to persevere even though you feel that what you're doing is not good enough. And by persevering, we mean trying new things. We mean trying to expand your skills, trying to look for new opportunities, new ways to do what you're doing. Not just to do the same thing over and over, but to look for different ways. Look for how you can refine your process, your creative process, different tools that are going to do that. So that's my journey today. I am persevering with the things that I'm not so good at, like podcasting. So that's my path today. I am persevering with the things that I wish I was better at and trying to get better at them all the time. And I hope you have a good day out there. Thanks for joining me today. I really love when my listeners reach out and drop me an email or say hello. Please let me know if you're out there somewhere. I have a monthly zine that you can enjoy on my website. There's no tracking, there's no sign up. You just click on the PDF and enjoy it. Plus my YouTube channel as well. And of course, I run a few workshops and tours in the Himalayas, the Arctic and Australia each year. You can find all these things on my website at ewanbell.com. Have a great day.